Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for giving this opportunity on the Lord's Day to exalt the Lord and come into the presence of the Lord and listen to His voice. I was advised to go slow because someone is translating into Portuguese. That's it. Today, I don't have any presentation over there. I just want to bring the recovery of the loss. It be a simple story. We might have listened so many times, but still, may Lord touch you in a new way. Turn our scriptures to 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1 to 4. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 1 to 4. I will read it. 30. Samuel, 1 Samuel 30.
30.
Yeah. Bear with my accent. May Lord help you. I mean, I see children looking at the YouTube, the whole world is speaking how to become a millionaire, but they understand every word, every slang. So kids need to concentrate. It's a biggest thing than becoming a billionaire. So. And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. Similarly, turn to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Also, Genesis chapter 3, verse 24. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Let us look unto the Lord. Dear Lord, as we come under the throne of grace, under the sprinkling blood of the Lamb, speak to us from thy throne. Lord, you speak with everyone individually. So, Lord, let them hear their still voice, what you want to speak. Lord, thy word is a two-edged sword. It pierces on both sides. So, Lord, let it do its work. In Jesus' name we pray. So, here we are looking at the two losses. One, the loss of the David, and we see the loss of the Adam and Eve. Although we are looking at the loss physically, this is more spiritual. It's a very, 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 enemy is very subtle in it. When we lose something physically, physical things, when we lose, we feel it. We keep searching it. We know we have lost it. We tell to few of the friends or the prayer partners, hey, pray for me, I lost. Maybe a job,
maybe a car, maybe something you like it. But dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there is spiritual loss. Sometimes we even don't know that we lost it. And we don't even consider it that we should ask someone to pray, or that you to ask that you have lost something spiritually. I'm not saying, I'm using the word spiritual, lost spiritually, not falling down in spirit, but there is some spiritual losses which needs to be identified. The reason is, until you know you have lost something, you don't seek it. Or until you know that you are losing it, you don't be aware of it and be cautious about it. Enemy is such a wise person, it keeps your mind and everything busy so physically that you will not ever think that your thing's losing spiritually. You only think you it's a bad day. There are many spiritual things which I was experiencing when I was praying and reading one book. Then I then went through it. The one is losing the consciousness of the presence of the Lord in every aspect of life. And the second loss is not leaning to seek the will of God. Few things I'm just putting it, so that we know what we are trying to get over. Third one is burden to pray for others. Sometimes you may think it is not needed, but when you do it, you are also losing a spiritual value in it. Fourth one, not enjoying the word of God as you were. Not able to understand the word of God when God is speaking to you. So I put something so. And trouble and trial may lose the faith, but these are the very invisible things we may lose spiritually. We don't even know that will take us very far. In the case of Adam and Eve, the Lord kind of made them as a king over the, like a king over the all the dominion of the earth. Like they were in charge of everything. But if you look at the Genesis chapter 3, verse 24, Lord drove him like a thief outside the gate of Eden. You see that? From king, he went to be a thief. I mean, who do you send it out and lock the doors? You lock the doors because you're afraid they're going to snatch something. You see that? And one spiritual loss without knowing can cause a lot of spiritual loss. It can disconnect us from the Lord, and physical loss can happen. All physical loss is not because of disconnection. We'll go through it. Sometimes you feel so successful in life, but you lost so many things in spiritually. Sometimes God takes you through the road so that you realize that you lost something. But still, the Lord is a gracious Lord. Although Adam and Eve was drawn out of the Garden of Eden as a thief, but the Lord is a Lord who recovers the things. That's such an amazing thing. If you look at Revelation chapter 22, let me read. Revelation chapter 22, verse 3 and 4, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servant shall serve him, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. But our Lord is a Lord who recovers the things. Such a gracious Lord. He never leaves it over there. But when he recovers double fold. See what a recovery he has done in the Revelation compared to what he had in Genesis chapter 1. That is the heart of the Lord. And that is what Lord wants to also talk with us. That you have If we have lost something, anything, primarily spiritually, which adds up sometimes physically, sometimes not, but Lord has a heart to recover it. Coming to the David's life, we know David did a couple of reap a lot of losses in his life. But coming to here in the 1 Samuel chapter 30, here verse 4, it says, "Then David and people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept, and until they had no power to weep." I mean, this kind of shows a great, great loss. But you know, the Lord has created us. It is life to flow in us for eternity, not for some time. He wants the life to flow in us, through us, continuously. But enemy is so subtle, it will kind of put a blockages so that the life of Christ would not flow completely through in us and throughout to other people. Like in India, we have so many water taps where there is a blockage, right? Water comes, but it's not a complete flow. So enemy takes us through that route so that the life of Christ would not completely flow in and out. But Lord is more powerful than the enemy. He kind of helps us, recovers us, so that the life of Christ will flow in us and through us. In the life of David, also David was called the man of his own heart, and was also deceived by the enemy in such a way that he reaped many losses. But we know in his life he has recovered. He's recovered. So here I see at the 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 4, 30 verse 4, "Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no power to weep." What kind of weeping it is? They wept so much, there is no power to weep. I understand sometimes we weep so much, there is no power to eat. But they wept so much, they had no power to weep. What a sad situation they are. Not only that, David was like an anointed one. I mean, he has a great follower, 700 people. The strong men are following him. It is not a small following without a throne in those days. Right? He's a strong man. Those people, if you look at us, and the sixth verse, David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. He has come to such a situation where people want to stone him. How did he enter into this stage of life? How did it came over here that he's weeping until he don't have a power and people are stoned? People want to stone him. It comes very fast in anybody's life. Coming to the 1 Samuel chapter 27, I think we'll meditate on it, but I did not want to read it. So it's like a story. It's a very good for the young adults who need to make so many choices in life, and parents who want to help children to make more choices, because life is all about choice, what you make and how you make, under whose influence you make, and where is your confidence lies. In the 1 Samuel chapter 27, verse 1, it says, let's read above verse also, 1 Samuel chapter 26, verse 25, and 27th chapter, first verse 2. "Then Saul said to David, Blessed be thou, my son David. Thou shalt both do great things, and also shall still prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place." Seventh verse. "And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul." This is what the beginning of the King David. he has, without knowingly, lost the consciousness of the presence of the Lord with him and his life. Very simple thought. It is not a big thought, but we all know he was going through a very tough time, running around the mountains. No doubt about it. But how the thought has come, he thought he would perish. He thought he would perish. This is a situation the enemy has brought. So he want to escape to somewhere. The earthly solution, the earthly way of dealing it, when you lose the consciousness of the Lord's presence, the thought itself is drawing him to the different direction. The first loss he made, knowingly or unknowingly, is he don't know that he made this loss, because he is moving in a physical direction to save himself. That is so common for all of us to make choices in our own influence of the influence of our thoughts. I don't want to say flesh, because a fear is there, and situations are not like what he thought, and the context is not favorable. In this all the things, enemy made him to forget the most important dimension, the presence, the consciousness of the presence of the Lord. So as soon as he did it, I want to take to Psalms 78 verse 9 and 11 to understand that. Psalm 78 verse 9, 10, 11, to understand how the consciousness, they lose it, okay? The presence of the Lord. Verse 10, 11, 12. 78, verse 10, 11, 9. Sorry, 10, 11, 12. I think it'll go from 9, I'm sorry. 9, 10, 11, 12. So young people also understand. The children of Ephraim, being armed, carrying bows, turned back in the day of battle. They kept not the covenant of God and refused to walk in it, in his law, and forget his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers in the land of Egypt, in the field. They forgot. They forgot to such an extent, they lost the consciousness of the presence of the Lord. They turned back. They had everything, but they turn back. So it is similarly, we know the story of the same David who know the presence of the Lord, right? When he was a young man, like trying to fight with Goliath, he ran, "I come in the name of the living God," right? So there he knew it. See, having and losing is a very, so that is called having, and he lost it. He lost it. So when it lose it, it not only it pulls you down. If you look at the let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 27 again. Taking somebody's life, looking for an earthly choices, earthly decisions, earthly way of solving it. There's a success in earthly way of solving it. We'll see that, but we'll see how dangerous it is. So if you look at David in the second verse, he had 600 men following him. He had 600 men following him. Now, because of his choice, because of his loss of one spiritual loss, he also led in the third verse, and David dwelt with, let's say, second verse, and David arose and he passed over the 600 men that were with him unto Achish the son of Maacah, the king of Moab, king of Gath. Now this young man is totally in the wrong direction. He's going in the direction of the Philistines. He's going in the direction of his weakness. He's going in the direction of the enemies. You see that when you lose the presence of the conscience of the Lord, when you have one spiritual deficiency, you move in the direction of the, when you say enemy, I don't want to say enemy, you go in the direction which is not meant to the Lord. Because you don't see, here you're not losing, he is not finding any loss, but he found it's a better, best solution. So there's so much layer. So because this time David doesn't know that he has a spiritual loss yet. He's only thinking about the physical loss. Because if it is spiritual loss, he would have gone somewhere else. Then coming to his, he not only he went, he took all his 700 men, his wives, and his children. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if as the head of the family or the head of your own life, if you lose that, have a spiritual loss, you not only put yourself in a wrong direction, you'll also put the people who are dependent on you in a wrong direction, including your children, your brothers, spiritual brothers, whoever it may be. Because it's easy to convince, because physical loss is visible, spiritual loss is invisible. It's easy to prove someone about the physical loss, but not the spiritual loss. No one agrees in this world that you are in a spiritual loss. If I say, brother, you are in a spiritual loss, I mean, you're lying. But you say, brother, you lost a car, it's, yeah, brother, I lost a car. Right? Physical things are like that. Brother, you lost a job. Yeah, brother, lost a job. If somebody says, Daniel, you lost the presence of the conscience of the presence of the Lord, I will not agree. You see, such a subtle it is. So now that is the way he started moving with one loss. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the spiritual loss is like exponential. You know, we talk about exponential growth in today's world. Right? When you compare with Nokia and Apple, people say Apple was not going exponentially, so it died. Apple grown exponentially. But the loss can also be exponential. You know, it goes very fast. It did not happen much time. So it say, now what did he do? So where did he fell down from there? The fourth verse. Fifth verse. 1 Samuel 20:27 for the fifth verse. I hope young children are listening. And David said unto Achish, right? If I have now found grace in thine eyes. If I found grace in thine eyes. The second fall is losing the power of understanding the God's grace. He started seeking the enemy's grace. See that? It's not also people's grace. You know, sometimes if I pray and go with a dear brother who in Christ I seek his grace, that's good. He should show the grace and you should see the grace. But the spiritual fall will take you to seek the enemy's grace. That is the difference between, there's a great grace between seeking the dear beloved in Christ and the enemy's grace. So fastly take from one to one. He's seeking the enemy's grace. David has experienced so many things. He was a shepherd. He was anointed. Big grace. Then he killed Goliath. It's a biggest grace. People said, shouted in praise of him. And that's an amazing thing he found, right? So, but here he suddenly fall. It's taking one by one step down. Grace of the enemy. And it's saying, if I found grace in thine eyes. Without knowingly, he's following one by one. And then it is not even that. If you look at it in the same chapter verse, it says, that I may dwell thee. For why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee? See that? And slowly from the grace, now he has moved his master. His master to the, he's saying that, why should thy servant dwell in the royal city? I mean, this is very simple thing, but this is a way the Lord, because, see, I always think, it is very easy to be a Christian in the church. It is very easy to work in a Christian settings to seek the will of God. It is very easy. Come, brother, let us pray. We need to do something as a believers. Come, let us pray. We can pray hours together. It is very easy because the setting is there. But dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you are in the world. Now, it becomes tougher, the same people, we, when we go out into the world, the same thing, it becomes tough and tough. There's always reward to be good in the church, right? Good young man, these boys are sharing the word of God, so nice, this boy is coming, this person is taking care of cleaning. You have a reward in the church for being good. But dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to be good in the society, to follow the Christ in the world, you need to pay the price. There is no reward. See that? So, this is for all the young people and all of us, because we need to live a life outside the church. Then only you can be a light unto the Lord. If not, you cannot be a light unto the Lord. Your decisions and your life makes the people to come unto you. So here, if you look at here, it's a perfect world situation where every one of us there, because contexts are not as we agreed, and things are not, law is not what we think it, and then we go in the wrong direction. Losing, because enemy's purpose is not to make your physical loss. Enemy's purpose is to make you a spiritual loss. You need to identify that. Unless you introspect within you, where I have not fallen down. I think best is lost. Because I say lost, people will search immediately what I lost. Fallen down has become such a generic word in a Christian life. Whether I've fallen down, I pray. Tell me, what you lost? You lost car. You lost praying the burden for the people. You lost maybe not presence of the conscience of the Lord. You lost that you're no more able to make decisions seeking the will of God. You need to identify. That's what looking within self. Well, now, look at this. Look at this. The prophets, how you can make it. This, sometimes you feel so successful. In the fifth verse, that king says, let them give me a place in some town in the country that I may dwell thee. For why should thy servant dwell in the royal city with thee? And then, this is a success story, right? A success story is, now he, if he wants, he can stay in the royal city. Is it successful or not in the eyes of the world? He can convince a king. And he convinced a king that even king can ask him, hey, you dwell in the city of a royal city. Perfect success. I mean, sometimes when you're in success, you don't even think what you lost spiritually. Generally, we have a tendency, you lose something, then search where I fought. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in success, you need to search where I lost spiritually. And not only success, in the seventh verse, it says, same words, and the time that David dwelt in the country of Philistines was a full year and 4 months. What a peace. See that? Not only has success, he has a peace. Right? It's so easy to enemy to make us understand you are in peace. That means you are in very good in the sight of the Lord. Was a day. That's, enemy is very, very smart. He's in peace. Perfect peace. Because when you're peace, you're so happy going calmly. Hey, I did. You know, God has blessed me. You know, I'm having what I needed. But when you understand, every peace is not from the Lord. He was peace. He has convinced the king. He got a city. Achievement is there. Peace is there. Right? What else he wants, a human? And he knows in my heart that I believe not this king, I believe the God Yahweh. He knows it. But knowing is not enough. Because he's not even understanding that he has a physical, spiritual loss. I mean, because God showed me when I was praying for this from long time, how many losses I made. You know, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I want to bring again the things about Adam and Eve. Lord is a Lord who can recover the losses. But until you understand, Lord, I lost this, Lord. I want it, Lord. Then you cannot be recovered. Because God gave a provision. But you need to ask. You need to recognize it. I have lost it. I want it. I have lost it. I want it. So up to you. Yes, Lord. It's everybody knows what they lost. So don't make it generic. Don't make it generic that I lost, I've fallen in the spiritual life, or I have backslidden. Those are pretty generic Christian words, which will not allow you to think more. Those are very good words. But we have heard them so many times, until you are specific what you lost, you will not really work on it. I mean, I would say, sitting in the church, you have lost a diamond ring of wedding, you are not sitting calm. So everyone's looking at the diamond ring with their eye on hand. You are not peaceful, right? Because you know what you lost, you feel like empty, right? You search for it. The reason is recognizing that we have spiritual loss, we have lost something spiritual, is very important. That is what the light of the Lord helps us. If not, we are just having the peace what the King David has. We have the same success what the King David has. And we are going properly and also serving the Lord in full measures. Oh dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you have chosen a wrong way. I have chosen a wrong way. And we are going pretty fast in that way. How dangerous is that way? And in such a loss, then the work of the enemy starts in you after you have peace. You know, I love this verse, the 10th verse. This king is asking, where you're coming and where are you going? Right? And the 10th verse, it says, in the 10th verse, in the same chapter, chapter 27, verse 10. And King Achish said, whither have we made a road today? And David said, against the south of Judah, and against the south of Jerusalemites, and against the south of the Kenites. And David said, neither man nor woman alive to bring tidings to God, saying, lest they should tell on us, saying, so did David, and so will be his manner all the while he dwelleth in the country of Philistines. So, this is the life of life. So beautifully he started life. Because now he built a peace. He built a place to live. Now he needs to maintain it, you know. Now to maintain it, he's saying, life. What a dangerous situation King David is. It is so tough if someone calls you a liar. But maybe I am lying. Maybe I have lost that, have a spiritual loss. I'm no more thinking it is a lie. I'm just thinking it is a way of life. One day I asked Anuradha to pray for me that I stop exaggerating the things. You know, what did she say? Yeah, I need to. I'm observing you nowadays. You know, but it was funny on our side, but it was a very serious thing. Maybe I'm trying to convince someone. Maybe I'm trying to buy someone into my own road. I'm just trying to make someone happy. One day Brother Kenny said last time, like, white lie. There's nothing called white lies. Right? White lies. So subtly, the dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if you have built anything, losing the spiritual thing, that means you're on the wrong road. You are going in the wrong road. So, although you have a peace, I don't know what is the joy, but people say have that joy because then they forgot the real meaning of the joy. So they have the world, the joy of the world, right? And also they have success. You see, it's not all time when you get success, it is not that God has blessed you. Maybe you have lost so many things. You have paid, like it's like to follow the Lord, you need to pay so many things, you need to sell the price. To get the success also, you paid the price, losing the spiritual things. It's the other way around. The reason is, for the young man and the young girl, they need to make so many choices in life, so many decisions in life, maybe a partner in the life, maybe a job in the life, maybe where to stay in the life, what to wear. Watch out. Don't lose the consciousness of the presence of the Lord the day you lose it. And also, lose the desire to seek the will of God. You're going in an order. You may be successful in the people's eyes. You may be successful in the eyes of yourself. But dear brothers and sisters in Christ, very sad to know you took a wrong route. Maybe we don't know what would be the road. And this doesn't end over there. It doesn't end with lies. It goes further and further. Now it goes. It went so further, because I'm telling like a story so the young people also understand, because many grown-ups have already listened to this. Chapter 28 He went so further, this man of God, what he's doing. And 28th chapter, verse 1. He brought so much of confidence in the enemy king. Now he's thinking he's my guy. You see that? He's getting all the benefits. King David getting all the benefits. He said in 28th verse, "And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel. And Achish said unto David, Know thou assuredly that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. And David said to Achish, Surely thou shalt know what the servant can do. And Achish said to David, Therefore will I make thee keeper of mine, mine head forever." What a tragedy. The person is getting ready to wage a war with the armies of the God. See that? Because he lost the consciousness of the presence of the Lord. See that? From where to where he has gone. Now he's want to fight against, he knows the power of the Lord. He knows what is the armies of the living God. And he knows what power the living Lord has, how he delivered the people from the Goliath. But he doesn't know. This is what the spiritual loss does. You'd forget everything. Now he's ready to go against, wage a war, the armies of the living God. I don't know. This young man was, my man was, what was in his heart? Whom he was trying to kill. I don't know, you know, what would have been happening if this really happened in King David's life. Right? But God is so gracious, you know. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, have you felt sometimes we attack the brothers, elder brothers in the church who's trying to help you, suggest you. Brother, you're a young man, you're going wrong. You know, you've seen people rebel. You know, I'm not saying you can always question, but that rebellion attitude, you start going against the people of the people. I don't want to bring politics or anything, but this is what happens. You're successful. You are having peace, but you wage against the armies of the God, of the living God. What a tragedy. From where, from which position he came to which position. I don't know in the life, in which position you and me are there. Maybe you're in the first position. Maybe second, or you're in the second position, seeking the grace of the, leading the people behind you wrongly. Or in the third, already came to the third position, that you are seeking the grace of the people. Or in the fourth, last, that you are trying to become someone's servant. Or in the fifth place, where you started saying the lies to cover what you got. Or in the sixth place, where you're fighting against the armies of the living God. These are all the losses. This is not character. This is a loss, spiritual loss. I don't know which position. I know which position I am. But I know it. So I ask Lord, Lord, I want to please recover it, Lord. I cannot recover myself, Lord. Please recover this loss. Lord is a Lord of recovery. Lord is a Lord of restoration. A Lord could recover so much from Adam to the revelation. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, he can recover whatever it is. But a sad situation, since King David still could not understand this, right? Still could not understand it. He went to such a stage, he went because he's already on a wrong road in his life. Yeah, he's in pretty fast, 500-700 men running behind him, and it's becoming, maybe he's already thinking, this is the time to take out Saul. Or maybe I don't take out Saul, but I can direct these people to take out Saul, because I should not kill the anointed one. Maybe he has little fear. But he is on pretty fast on the route. In the verse Samuel, 1 Samuel verse 29, verse 8, verse 7, 8 and 9. Look at the till where he fell down. Verse 7, 8 and 9. Sorry. 1 Samuel chapter 29, verse 7, 8 and 7, 8 is enough. 7 and 8 for children, for young people. 1 Samuel chapter 29, verse 7 and 8. The king is saying, he already been ready to go and war with the people and wage a war against Israel. No. He is on a full-time army man. Because you want to be the keeper of whose head? King Achish, right? King Achish said, if you come with me, I'll keep you the keeper of my head. The second in the position. So, but he said no. The king said no, because you know they're smart kings. He said, you know, glory to the David, glory to the Lord, that God created such situation in the eyes of this Philistine kings that they did not took King David with him. Although David had a plan to become a king, but God had a plan for David to become a king. God is working in the direction. King David don't know it, because King David lost a spiritual loss, already has a spiritual loss. So if you look at it, verse 7, those kings are saying, that Achish king is saying, that king is saying, wherefore now return and go in peace, that thou displease not the lords of Philistine. Because those guys said, hey, if King David comes and becomes against us, it is tough. Let us send him. Now King David, you see, he has become such a charmer of lies. And he wants to, what he's saying? Eighth verse. And David said unto Achish, but what have I done? See that? Man, let me come and kill those people, armies of the living God. And what have I found in thy servant as long as I have been with thee unto this day, that I may not go fight against the enemies of the living God? See that here? I was asking, what I have done? Let me come and kill the armies of the living God, dear brothers and sisters in life. This is an exact place many of us are there. We don't know that we have a spiritual loss. We are not able to seek we are not seeking to recover the spiritual loss. We are just walking so dumb. Enemy has blinded us so dumb. So we are just walking in this world, saying that we are going in a right direction. Because you don't know. Nothing you lost on your finger or on your flesh, nor your car, nor your job. Because you're not aware of it. You're brought into such an umbrella that you think, I have peace, I'm successful, I'm going in a direction, I'm serving the Lord. I did that for many times. But there is a spiritual loss. Oh dear brothers and sisters in Christ, examine it. Is that we can always see, Lord, where I fall down. Specifically, I pray. If you have any close brother, ask him. Any close sister, yes, I have fallen, I have lost, I did this, I have this spiritual loss. Please pray for me. I want to recover. Oh, what a heart it is. May Lord will recover as he recovered Adam and Eve. And here, King David coming to this 30 verse, when he was crying, right? 30th chapter, 4th verse, when he was crying till he don't have a strength, then he realized the spiritual loss. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I'm not saying because he lost it, had this big loss because he was going against the will of God. I'm saying this, God was gracious enough to bring him to this, in this loss, so that he would recover the spiritual loss. God was gracious. If God would have left, he would have been successful. God was gracious enough. He wants to recover King David so that his throne would be established forever. So God brought this so gracefully. God brought. But he was crying without strength, as if a big loss has happened. He did not even realize the losses has happened. Big losses has happened before it. But God was so gracious to remind him what he lost. I love this verse. 30th chapter, 6th verse, last part. Said, but David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. What a recovery it is. I don't know what has happened at that time emotionally. Maybe he examined everything, how he landed over here. Or God spoke with him directly, how he landed it here. He gathered himself. He gathered himself to God, the God who's going to recover his losses. That is what he said. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the Lord is speaking to you and me today. Let us not stop it. Let us encourage in the Lord. Bring that loss in the Lord's presence. Lord, I want to recover it. I pray that Lord, please recover it. I don't want to say, maybe I'm too shy, but you know what you lost. You can pray and say, Lord, I lost it. I lost the burden to pray for others. I don't have that burden what I used to have before for others. maybe I'm not making, depending upon you in every aspects of life. I lost the consciousness of the presence of life. Few things am I trying to achieve so fast because I want to prove to them, prove to the others, this I can have it. Like for young men and young girls, having a life partner is something like that. I want to achieve and a best boy, best girl, so people should be amazed what a partner you are. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that is not a choice. That is not what your heart should be. You have the consciousness of the presence of the Lord. Lord gives me the best. Lord gives me the best job. Lord gives me the best life. Don't prove to others. It's up to you. You know, in US after I coming, I learned one thing. In India, if you say, I bought a car, they said, oh, how much it is? Right? But in US, I came and I said, I bought a car. And they said, good for you. I was surprised. That was, I never heard this answer before. Is it good for you, what you have tried to achieve in the sight of the Lord? If it is not good for you in the sight of the Lord, dear brothers and sisters, are you lost in the way? And look at here, and then what he did, he'll complete, you know, 3 minutes. I saw, I see the time. In the 7th and 8th chapter, what he did, now he got the presence of the consciousness of the presence of the Lord. Now he knows that he need to depend on the Lord to make it. What a recovery it is the Lord has done in his life. He recovered the spiritual loss. He gathered, then he said, then he went to David, said 7th verse, and David said to Abiathar, the priest Abimelech, son, I pray thee, bring me the hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought hither the ephod of David. He understood the Lord. He's trying to recover the loss. And what happened here? In the 8th verse, it says, surely I will overtake. And David inquired the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after the truth? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely take them and without fail recover all. You look at here. The same king David was going to wage a war with Israel. Did not ask him. No, you know, the same blood, right? He can run and wage and bring the things back. But now he found, hey, I lost spiritually something. I need to be recovered. And he said, can I go, Lord? Can I recover it, Lord? He says, yes. And Lord says, you recover all. I like the verse. This is the caption of the verse. 19th verse, last part. And it says, David recovered all. David recovered all. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord wants to recover you and me. Lord wants to recover your spiritual loss and my spiritual loss. I have many verses, but I don't want to go here and there because children, young people may lose the simplicity of the word, what the Lord is trying to bring to them, including grown-ups, us, which we lost because they're in a young age. They may lose and they can gain, but if you lost in this age, it's tough to get back because the situations are no more to get back. Right? Sometimes. But Lord is gracious, Lord. He will recover the double portion. Double portion will recover. The way he recovered the Adam and Eve through Jesus Christ. The Lord is working in us. Let us give ourselves to the Lord. Lord will recover my spiritual losses. That was an amazing thing. Yes, we may need to pay something, but I would say the Lord is the Lord of provision. He will recover everything. May Lord God see goodness in you and you see the goodness of the Lord. All glory to the Lord. Let us close down. Let us close your eyes and just look unto the Lord with a quick closing. And dear Lord, thank you, Lord, for giving this opportunity to go through the life of David. Such a simple story. We have been listening from the childhood. Thank you, Lord, for reminding once again, because we are still children in your sight. Lord, although we are grown-ups, but Lord, you love us as you love the children. Lord, thank you, Lord, for bringing to us. Lord, the spiritual loss, what we made, you want to recover it. So that, Lord, your body of Christ should be edified in this place and outside world. So that, Lord, you will be lifted up as a light unto this world. So many will dawn unto thee. O Lord, King David, when he recovered, he gave the gifts to all the Judah whom they helped him. And Lord, we see that story ends. Lord, how Saul was killed in that war in the Lord, how David went to become a king. You have a plans for us, Lord, to bring an expected end, not to harm us. Lord, we give you all glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.